we definitely are working with our underclassmen. I mean, I know we just right now we're just focused on taking it day by day, trying to play our best volleyball in that moment. But I know that we've got some things planned. As long as, you know, COVID doesn't stop us from doing them, we're going to be running some youth groups and stuff like that. And so hopefully by getting kids in the gym that are, you know, at Ristlin, in the elementary school level, get them interested early so that they'll get into our feeder programs. And, you know, our goal as coaches and even as players, you know, is to try and build something the girls find as a special thing. You know, Trenton volleyball should be special to them. And we would like to be consistent contenders for getting past districts and starting to make runs at state.
So I don't have the schedule in front of me, nor have I really looked at it close yet, but it seems like Trenton either have five matches at home to start the season, or you're getting on the bus a lot and you have a fair amount of matches away to start the season. What does the schedule look like as you get into it later this month?
Yep, so our first match will be at the very end of the month, and we'll be away at, I believe it's Cameron, mm-hmm. and we're away for the next two games after that, and then we come back and we have a pretty good little home stretch there.
So as you look at the schedule, are there any just kind of first, second thoughts that you had as you looked at the schedule as a whole on what you'd like to see?
I noticed we play some bigger schools early on that have been pretty tough for us in the past. And so we're hoping to get in and compete well and maybe even steal a win early. And then our schedule gets to teams that maybe we've, you know, the program's dealt with pretty well in the past and has kind of consistently beat. And so those teams will sneak up on you if you're not careful. And so I know going into those games, we're going to have to be real careful to just continue to play our best ball all the time, because volleyball is very easy to play down or up to the opponent.
Well, and you mentioned something that I've noticed with the program for the last 5-6 years is that you can look at the schedule before the season starts and say, this is a team that Trenton, air quotes, has beaten or should beat. This is a team that they struggle to beat. Okay. You know, and I think Chillicothe is probably on the list of a big rival that Trenton struggled to beat. So whether it's Chillicothe or somebody else, how big would it be for this program to start taking some of those tougher games that we haven't won in the past and starting to win those things?
It would be huge, and you know, you said it with Chillicothe. You know, I don't necessarily put emphasis on one team more than another, but that's definitely one that they've been, I feel like, knocking on the door of being able to compete with. And they're a Class 3 school that in the past has notoriously been pretty good. So, you know, they compete against the teams that we're looking to really start beating and competing with. And so between them and Cameron, and then normally
probably Plattsburgh.
I think it's Plattsburgh.
Yeah,
is who I think it is.